Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back in Vegas. I got to tell you, that was just... I haven't recovered from this guy trying to sell me that little Manny Pacquiao can stop me in basketball. That's the funniest thing I've heard since I got here. I mean, I'm always looking for good one-liners or good jokes or funny people or stand-up comedy. I mean, I got it all tonight from Freddie telling me little Manny Pacquiao, little five-foot Manny Pacquiao is going to stop me playing basketball. Ha! Are you kidding me? My daughter's better than Manny Pacquiao. And that's true, too. You've seen her.
She can ball.
My daughter will light Manny Pacquiao up like a cigarette. I'm not even kidding you. She'll do him. She'll drop 30 on him. All threes. She won't. You can't even stop her. She's going to be a schoolgirl legend. This girl can play, dude. I'm not even kidding you. She'll light him up. Forget about me. I'll humiliate him. I'll make him. By the time I'm done with him, he'll be naked in a ditch. It's time for the State of the Bruce. Carver High loves my annual trips, multiple trips to Las Vegas to hang out with the legend Bruce Pinkow of the PBC. And, of course, infamy on the bench with Pharrell on the bench. Bruce Pinkow runs the PBC for the Ghost, Mr. Heyman. And you've got yourself another great event on Fox Pay-Per-View and the Fox Sports app on Saturday night at the Grand Garden Arena here in Sin City. But what I want to know about before we talk about Wilder Ortiz, too, is how can fans in Las Vegas tomorrow hang out with Pharrell? And because, you know, we have to be very careful, Bruce, as you know, with contests and giveaways and such. We don't do that on the bench. I'll get sued and I'll get tarred and feathered by the powerful suits that run the company I work for. So I have to say, I could do a meet and greet with the fans before the weigh-in, and then perhaps at that moment something could be exchanged in terms of love and respect to others.
Well, first of all, welcome to Vegas, my
yes, sir.
Friends. Look at this, Scotty Mafia. Now, last time I saw you, Scott,
right.
Brian wasn't there. But
Carver High.
We were in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Getting ready for Spence versus Porter, and I told you that was going to be a barn burner.
Great fight.
Did I lie?
That was the fight of the year.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
It was a great night. Top to bottom.
I thought that was the best fight I saw of the year. It was violent, and I thought that Showtime gave him all he could handle.
Yeah.
But I still thought that Errol Spence won the fight. And we were talking, Freddie and I, earlier about, I think, my question to you is this. Do you think he threw his career away with the car wreck? I do. I said that. I said that to Freddie. Freddie thinks so, too. He thinks it may ruin him.
I mean, listen, all the reports that I'm getting is that he's fine. You know, he's ready to fight, wants to fight. He's back in the gym, and he's doing
Are you kidding? Good. There's nothing wrong with him.
That's what I've been told, 100%.
So you're telling me a guy flips a Ferrari doing a $105 drunk driving and flips 15 times.
There are no official charges. So.
Oh, of course not, because he's got $100 million in the bank. By the time the rich get a DUI, by the time they're done, the cop was the guy drinking. I mean, he wasn't even driving the car. Ferrari, what Ferrari? I only have a Lamborghini.
I think we're going to see
I only
him
got
back.
A Bugatti.
I think we're going to see him back in the ring, and I think you're going to, you know, you're looking at the next big superstar in boxing.
Oh, so Spence comes back from it and fights Crawford, and Bud Crawford will be the guy that stops him. How's that for sandwich meat?
I'm not sure I'm with you on that.
You're not buying that either.
I'm not buying that.
Stay to the Bruce.
But anyway, my point is this. I told you last time, right, don't sleep on that fight. And I'm telling you this time.
Again,
Wilder versus Ortiz is going to be a really interesting fight.
Then why did you try to sell me that Kool-Aid today that you were trying to flavor me up with the 7-round BS? It's going to be over in seven.
No, I was saying I'm perplexed that the line in Vegas is it won't will or won't go seven, right?
Because
so yeah. it's plus 125 that it doesn't go seven.
It won't go is minus 125.
Minus 125, right?
It yeah. will go is minus 105.
Okay, so I was asking you, what do you think? Because I said
over.
Don't know.
I said over.
You said over. Okay.
Well, you know, because I have already interviewed Wilder today. Yeah. And Leo Santa Cruz. Now, those will be airing tomorrow on the bench. We are saving the fighters for tomorrow's show. Tonight is more about you, Freddie, and others.
Now, Freddie told you, I didn't hear the interview, but I'm guaranteeing that he said, watch out for Wilder. Don't sleep. I mean, Ortiz, don't
That's
sleep.
Right.
Ortiz,
he right? said that Ortiz has lost like 30 or 40 pounds and looks absolutely svelte.
Right. So you remember the last fight, and for everybody out there that doesn't remember, big heavyweight fight, Luis Ortiz, a Cuban monster that calls himself King Kong. Nobody wanted to fight him. Wilder says, I'll fight him, right? Wilder's dominating. He's doing his thing. You know, Wilder's got a perfect record. All of a sudden, in the seventh round, Luis Ortiz clips
Rocks
Wilder
him.
And buzzes him. And
yeah, he said he was buzzed.
Yeah.
It's a nice way of saying his equilibrium was off a little. He had vertigo.
I was watching Ferelico. I was buzzed watching it. Going,
he got rocked.
His knees buckled.
He had to hold on.
Ropes. It looked like they could have stopped it, and all of a sudden the bell rings, end of seventh round, Wilder survives.
Why do you think they didn't stop that fight?
Well, you know,
I thought he did a good job holding on. I actually believe they should have not stopped the
right.
fight.
Right. It was a good non-call, because I'll tell you why.
Do you think that's because he's the champ, they gave him the respect?
Well, no, I'm saying he came back. Listen, he came back, he got his legs back under him, he took a round, he collected himself, knocked the guy out in the 10th round. So it turns out it was the right call not to stop the fight.
Right.
You stop the fight when a guy can't defend
So great job by the ref.
Great job by the ref. Ortiz gets clipped in the 10th round.
Unlike the NFL refs who ruin every game, you're telling me that the boxing refs lately have been making good calls.
Yeah, well, that was the right call.
That was a good call.
Because the guy came back and won the fight.
Right.
Now, so Wilder can go about his career. He's got all sorts of options. He's got Tyson Fury out there. He's got, he could fight anybody. Everybody wants to fight him. He's got the WBC heavyweight championship belt. He's the guy.
Right. He's the man.
He says, nope, I got unfinished business, right? People are telling me that, oh, you got buzzed by this guy. This guy caught you. He almost beat you. So, again, Luis Ortiz, nobody wants to fight this guy. There's no upside. Why are you going to fight this crazy Cuban? He hits like you're getting hit by a car, right? And he says, I'll fight him again. So next thing we know, Ortiz shows up at the commercial shoot, svelte, cut,
looking great.
Because
then why do you guys have promo shots of him looking literally like he is an absolute? He looks like the size of a oasis of the seas.
That's what
he looks like a Royal Caribbean ship.
That's what he looked like in the first fight.
Oh, is that where you got it from?
Yeah.
But now you're telling me he's lost 40 pounds.
Well, you saw him today. Didn't you see him here?
Talk with people that speak English. I don't hang out with Cubans and all the rest. People talking down to me in other languages and giving me the business, cussing at me in Spanish. I can't have it.
Dude, what happened to you? You used to live in L.A.
I know. Well, that was where I learned all my Spanish. Now I have a lot of work to do on my Spanish. As you know, Mafi, I watch only shows on Netflix in Spanish to prepare myself to go to fights like this. Bruce, don't go anywhere. We have the State of the Bruce. I have Rick Carl coming up, and then we'll get back into the boxing. We'll talk about some gambling and some fights and the weigh-in tomorrow. It's Ferrell and a Bench from the MGM in Vegas.
Excellent.
This is Ferrell on the Bench.
All right, we're back in Vegas at the MGM, the State of the Bruce. Bruce Pinkow, the head of the PBC, is here. And thanks for sitting through that whole thing.
It was interesting.
Right? You thought?
I did.
All right. So
I like him. I like Rick Carl.
Well, he's been on the show forever, so you've heard him on the show before, obviously. So now, we were talking before he came on about the fight and about the odds for the fight. That will it go seven? Will it not go seven? And that it will is minus -105. That it won't is minus -125. So a lot of people think it won't go seven. Well, the last one went 10. And now everybody's saying that Ortiz is in the best shape of his life.
Well, wait a second. The last one went 10, but we just said that it could have ended in the seventh, right?
Listen, look at the size of that guy. That was from the last fight. No wonder they call him King Kong. But he doesn't even look like that at all now. He looks more like Wilder.
he's not as cut as Wilder, but he's in great shape. And I'm telling you, this guy hits like you're getting hit by a van. Right? And Wilder
on the highway.
He said that's the biggest punch he's felt yet. So when they put the line at the end, will it go seven? You got to go, well, the last one, you know, and both of these guys are saying the same thing in all their press.
Oh, because in the seventh round, he rocked him.
Yeah, it's going to end one by a knockout one way or the other. Somebody's going to get knocked out. So the cool thing about this card is you got these great lightweight fighters, and you mentioned Leo Santa Cruz. There's nobody that throws more punches than Leo Santa Cruz. So that's always an all-action fight, right? And then you got to have you got
the – he'll be the fight of the night because he throws so many punches.
That's what he says. He's going to steal the show.
Well, because he will.
But he's in a real fight. Miguel Flores is a real fight.
Right. But I got to tell you, Leo doesn't lose.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. I'm a big Leo Santa Cruz fan, but this guy Miguel Flores is the real
You're the one that turned me on to Leo Santa Cruz. Now you're walking away the other way, going south. You're the one that turned me on to him now.
But this is not an easy fight is all I'm saying. Not an easy fight.
And Al figures out all these. Who's his matchmaker?
They got you know, Tom Browns. They sit around and they go through charts and graphs and stats. And, you know, they're putting this guy with that guy. And, you know, oh, I can't believe you matched him up with that. That's too tough. That's too, you know. I'm telling you, Deontay Wilder said, I want to fight Luis Ortiz. And everybody said, why? You beat him. You knocked him out. You don't need to fight him again. Right? Move on. Who wants to get hit by that guy again? He goes, people think that I almost lost. I got to show them something. And Ortiz went, okay, baby, let's go. I'm ready. You know, he said, I, he's licking his chops. He's like, okay, you give me another bite at the apple. I'm not going to blow it. He said, Luis Ortiz says in every one of his interviews, he said, I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I'm going to go down trying. Okay.
And
somebody's going to get knocked out. Right. It's either going to be me or it's going to be him. One of the two of us. So you got to love that. Right.
What do you think, Mafia? Do you think we're going to see someone get dropped?
Oh, we're definitely going to see someone get dropped. That's no doubt about it.
These early two guys, or late.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Right. That seven is such a tough one to pick because, like you said, he got rocked in the seventh last time. I feel like both these guys respecting each other's power enough that it might go over that seven, that they're going to be a little more tentative, I think, than just getting in there and throwing bombs.
I think that's the key. If they come in and jump all over each other. See, I think Ortiz's plan, I don't have any insight into this. I'm just guessing that he's going to jump on Wilder, that's the game plan, that he's going to come in and try to put him
off
balance.
Right, because he gets late, he might have run out of gas.
Over, right, and just try to overwhelm him early. Because the problem with Deontay is he doesn't get tired.
No.
He's in such great shape. If you get into deep water with him, you better have some legs, you know. And so I think the key for Ortiz is to try to get this thing over early.
So what is the plan for the weigh-in tomorrow? So, like, people in Vegas can actually get into this thing free and open to the public.
It's free and open to the public.
And
listen, if you've
open.
Never been to a weigh-in, and especially if you've never been to a heavyweight fight weigh-in, you got to come down to the MGM Grand at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. We got the whole card weighing in. You're going to get to see all of your favorite fighters, plus all of the other PBC fighters that'll be in attendance, plus Scott Farrell. And then if that wasn't enough, you got some great musical acts. You got this kid D Smoke, who just won this Rhythm and Flow on Netflix. You know that show. He was the winner of that. And this guy, Bankroll Freddy, they're going to be doing some numbers. Some live numbers. I know, Pharrell, you're going to be out there busting a move. I just heard an old rerun of Howard Stern where he was talking about, you know who can really dance is Scott Farrell.
We just put up a picture. We put up a video on Instagram today of him dancing after he got some popcorn. So imagine it was going to be like some music going on.
Let me see the video. I have to see this here. I haven't seen
it. So everybody come out to the weigh-in tomorrow, 12:30 at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Even if you're not in Vegas, fly in and come to the weigh-in.
But this is definitely not me.
No, it's not your best work.
This is not my best work. I got excited that I got some. Look,
see,
I got excited because there was popcorn.
I'm busting out the weigh-ins.
I'm
put them on stage. You could entertain them between weigh-ins.
Wait.
You know those
here
moves
you go, Bruce.
Are, if your kids were watching that, they would go, "Oh my god!"
No, but I did some really.
Thoroughly
good. There we go. Look. Oh, there we go. Now look,
all I can tell you people is that it's a good thing that this is radio.
Go to Instagram and see.
No,
the,
it is true.
See the old white man move.
It is true that I can dance, and most.
That's what I heard, that you could dance. So we're going to find out tomorrow at the weigh-in.
I danced with Howard at his wedding.
That's what he was talking about. There was a rerun on the radio the other day,
right.
And all I know is I turned on the car and I heard. You know who can really dance is Scott Farrell. He's a good dancer.
I danced at his wedding like no other, and he and I were actually dancing together.
He said that. He talked about it.
We had so much fun dancing together because I can really shred.
Yeah.
I can dance.
He was
no one thinks I can dance. It's not true. I can dance at any club. I could always dance. I had the moves.
Yeah.
And then I've even learned like other moves too, like salsa moves and everything else because I go to the Caribbean a lot. So I've learned a lot of their moves. So I like dancing.
Does your wife keep up with you?
She can't keep up with me either. But most of the hot chicks can. You know, she's smoking hot, but she doesn't like dancing. So I go out with all of her, you know, friends.
All the friends.
I go dancing with
them. All the bridesmaids.
I've danced with at everyone. But I had a blast at his wedding. That was the coolest wedding ever. I'm sitting at the table. I got Barbara Walters on my right, Billy Joel on my left. Governor, nice. I mean, they were all there. Everyone and their brother, if you name it, they were every famous person in the world was at the wedding.
But very nice. Hey, let me just get back to Wilder for one second. There was one thing I wanted to tell you, which is, you know, the heavyweight division right now is on fire, right? It's now, all of a sudden, it's everybody's buzzing about Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz, are, you know, that's coming up. And, you know, and you got Wilder and you got Tyson Fury and you got all these guys. If you've never seen real heavyweights go at it, and you're only going to watch one fight this year, watch this fight. Because I'm telling you, when you see the big guys go at it, there's nothing else like it. In all of sports, I don't think there's a sporting event, live or on television, that comes close to the excitement of a heavyweight title fight.
I don't know. I agree with that, and I think it'll be phenomenal. But I don't know if it can top that Spence-Porter fight we saw in L.A. That was the best fight I've seen in a few years. It was very violent for 12 rounds.
And that's exactly what I said on this very show. I said the night before.
And so usually the State of the Bruce, the predictions are dead on. So you're probably right that Saturday night will be incredible.
That's right. So tune in.
All right. So are you out of here?
I think I'm going to go get something to eat.
Right. And, I think Mafia is going to get me a slice.
Mafia is going to get you a slice of that food court pizza.
Yeah, I have to go. I have to go. I've already spent, you know, $150 today on my eggs and French toast in the Avenue Club or whatever.
It's funny how nothing's really cheap here in Vegas, is it?
Not in this place.
Yeah.
So at dinner, I might just grab a slice.
Even the slice is expensive.
You know, you don't want to get me near that Haagen-Dazs store over there either, because I love that. I love the Haagen-Dazs sorbet.
I mean, free plug, but you know it's not bad over there is we ate lunch the other day at Johnny Rockets. It was actually okay.
It wasn't bad?
Yeah, it was okay.
All right. Good to see you, Bruce. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Scotty, Brian, great seeing you guys. We'll see you at the fights.
All right.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow at the weigh-in.
We'll see you at the weigh-in. Come out, Vegas. Everybody in Vegas, come. It's free. It's open to the public. 12:30 tomorrow at the MGM. Come out and see your boy Smoke.
D-Smoke. And Bankroll Freddy. Come on.
And Bankroll Freddy. I have heard it all now. Let's go back to New York and get an update from Jay Berman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.